views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, hello everyone. I'm Dr. Jen and welcome to the show. If you're a new listener, we welcome you with open arms because this show, I'm very passionate about inspiring you, encouraging you to never give up. There is always hope. There is always another option. There's always another way to tackle a situation, if you want to call it that, or a challenge. And I have really, yes, I'm a bit on a mission here in the last few weeks. And I didn't choose or plan that. What is happening is a lot of information has been coming through. I mean, I'll get it in packets sometimes. I'm working and I connect. But then when I'm not trying to connect and all of this information is coming through from the angels, I got to deliver it. I mean, that's what my job is to deliver those messages to you. And you do what you choose to do with that. Well, let me tell you now, we had that lunar eclipse last week, and I did a show the day before that, the 2 days before that, because it was last Saturday. So last Thursday, we talked about, you know, giving you a heads up. And a couple of weeks now, we've had, you know, a lot of energy pouring in. Well, it was interesting because I thought, okay, it's feeling interesting. You know, we didn't really see it here on the East Coast, but what happened that day? On Saturday morning, I didn't sleep that whole night. Brian doesn't realize this because I got up. And, well, I was already up, but I did his show with him at WBLQ on Saturday morning at 7, but he didn't realize I had been up all night. But they had, I had a lot of energy going on. I had a lot of activity happening. And right at 5 o'clock in the morning, which I didn't realize what time it was. I don't have a clock near my bed. I don't want to see a clock all night long because I wake up a lot. I get a lot of things that happen and unexpected, I guess you'd call visitors or information. And I just let it flow in. I don't let it upset me. I just let it flow. And I'm never overtired if I just don't fight it. So those that are going through that, I wanted to share that experience with you, because when you fight it, it can make it even more frustrating for you. Well, right at five something, I don't know, something suddenly made me pop up. I mean, I had already been restless most of the night. I wasn't asleep when this happened. So this was a vision. And when the visions pop in, whoa, because I'm awake. It's like an amazing dream, but you're awake. And I've never seen this before. I see a lot of shapes that are, you know, in white, like formation, like different sacred geometry. I'll see a lot of that. That's pretty common. And I know that that's symbolic for different things. This was different. This was more of a almost a vortex tunnel like looking design. And it was white. And at first I thought, wait, that's not the light going to the light, you know, to the other side. I'm not ready to do that. And I'm actually having that reaction. And I know it's my ego going, hey, wait, what's that? It's not, I don't want to go toward that. Immediately, my higher self kicked right in, and I felt, no, this is not that tunnel. This is not that. You're seeing the shift. You're seeing an energetic projection, like a diagram, like a visual drawing of the shift that was happening. Well, I didn't realize it was right at when the lunar eclipse had started. I popped up and ran to see what time it was. I always do that. I document time like that. It was right when it had began. And that's on the East Coast. So it was like 5 a.m. something. And it went till like 10, and that's East Coast time. But it was in that moment that I saw that. It soared through me with such energy. I was so excited. And I just saw people leaving one place, it was like leaving one reality on one end and going through it very calmly. Everybody was just walking through, and they're going to come out on the other side of it. And they were moving. It was like a migration, you know, a big migration, but it was an energetic thing. So I'm sharing it with you, and I'm excited about it. And you know, some people will go, what the heck was that? You know, and there's going to be skeptics, and that's okay. You know, I can't be worried about that. All I can do is share it with you and let you know that this is amazing. It was such a peace of mind validation to me that, yes, we really are doing this. We really are doing this thing. And it was everybody, you know, and everybody's going at their own pace. But it was very calm. It was a very soothing, peaceful thing for me. It was not frightening or, oh, my gosh, all this change. Well, the restlessness has not stopped. I have a lot of energy flowing through and a lot of information. And then they'll give me numbers and they'll give me frequencies of numbers. And I know that we are in it. I know that a lot of you are probably feeling some of those kinds of things, like, why can't I sleep? Or why do I feel this sense of urgency to change? Or why can't I enjoy things the way I used to? This is a very, very common thing that can happen. So I want you to know that there's nothing to be concerned about with that. You know, let it flow. Let it flow. When I get this, I, instead of going, oh, I should be sleeping right now, I have to do this or that, I have to get up and work, you know, that's a structured way we think, you know, the way we're used to it being. We're just used to it being that way. Think of that. We're kind of pioneering into a new migration of a new way of life. And we are seeing things evolve and shift, and we're seeing some upheaval. Yes, we are. We're seeing that too. Take a deep breath with that and find that place deep inside of you. And that's what I want to help you reconnect to when you feel like you can't find it by yourself. Find that place inside of you that knows the real deal, okay? That knows that you don't have to be connected to that, you don't have to choose that, and that you can keep moving forward in a positive way. Big things here going on. So we are, I keep saying it. I just keep saying that we are in this big energetic transition. I saw they, to me, it was a gift that they let me see that. It was so unexpected. I mean, I see things, you know, and I connect to stuff all the time, but when it comes in like that, I'm like, it's never happened before. I'm so excited. Like, oh my gosh, that's my first time. It always will feel that way to me. And I felt that inner child just wake up and feel full of excitement and reassurance that we're going to be okay. We are going to be okay. You know, when we're rebuilding and, you know, things are falling away the way they used to, and then you rebuild, think of it that way. Usually we want to make sure that we build it better on the next time around. So that's what we're doing. We're going to rebuild this. We're going to do this, and we're going to love life. Okay. You can choose to do that right now. You really can. It's not waiting for it to be a certain way to be happy. It's being happy right now. Let me tell you that this can be the most positive thing you'll ever experience in your lifetime. I just know it will be. And there's lots of things that are going to be changing. And so it's time to just like go, you know what? Why not? Why not? We're talking about angel guidance for the transformation movement. If you want to call in, if you want to do any intuitive readings, or if you have a question, or if you've been experiencing anything like this, you want to call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then... And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is angel guidance for the transformation movement. I call it the transformation movement because it really is. That's what we're going through. And I know that you're feeling like things are just not, you know, feeling like they fit in certain areas of life. The lines are open. If you had a question or you wanted to call in for a reading on that, get any angel guidance on that. But in general, I've had a lot of angel messages coming through for all of us. And that's what I've been sharing. One of the things that, it was Gabriel actually that came through. Gabriel had, come through and had said, you know, share with them and remind them that to be like children, to remember that childlike energy, that joy of something simple, or, you know, just that purity of happiness that you would feel. And if, you know, sometimes watching a child can help you reconnect to that. Gabriel also said, you know, remind them that everything that we have around us is going to change anyway. So learning how to let go of that, like children, you know, how they'll play with something and they're done with it, they'll go to something else, and you know, they'll change quickly and they just flow right with it. They can teach us something here instead of resisting a change. There's going to be parts of your life that you're just not going to feel that it works that way anymore. We've talked about that for a while. You've been hearing that probably for a couple of years now that you've been feeling, you know, and it has been gradual. It's been a gradual shift for us to help us gently transcend into this. But recently with all the extra energy, it's been pushing us a little bit more because it's keeping us on track for where we need to be, you know. It's not really a timeline, but that's the word that's coming to me to make my point here. You need to be in a place, in a certain place in your lifetime, and it's going to do that. It's going to push you where you need to push. So when you were feeling different things that were coming through for you, did you have a certain thing that was really sticking out, a certain emotion? You know, I remember I said that to you last week. Well, did you process that when you were going through everything with that crazy moon, or if you felt that, or just in general in the last few years about feeling this, what seems to be sticking out? What seems to be the thing that needs shifting, and what's taking it? Why isn't it changing? You know, these are things we're exploring and we don't want to avoid anymore. Now, we looks like we have a caller on the line. We have Dora from Michigan. Let's bring Dora on from Michigan. Hi, Dora. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. John. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Hi, welcome to the show. What did you have a question?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I feel like through all this energy, when I meditate, I can literally feel it up my arms, my heart chakra, my out of my hands. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But when I'm doing meditation, I feel like I'm not doing a deep enough meditation. I feel like there's some kind of block with that. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, you know what's coming to my mind immediately? I was kind of tapping in with you there. I don't know. I just got the surge, and I don't know if you can feel that or not. But it's you're hungry. Your soul is hungry. You know, when you said you want to go deeper.
Right.
And you feel like you can't go deeper, but you want to go deeper?
Correct.
Okay. That is the soul's hunger for that connection and it's calling home kind of thing. That doesn't mean calling home to leave Earth. It means to feel that embracement of that. The block would be the analytical. What I'm feeling right off the bat, and I'm not even hesitating with this, is it's the analytical side, you know, trying to find an explanation or a reason for it. And I'm asking right now with the angels to come through, like, what could we do here to help her so she feels like she wants that connection? What can she do? And it's interesting because Archangel Samuel came through immediately. Okay. And I just see this gentle, like pastel, almost like white, yellow color coming all around you. It's calming down the analytical energy because the yellow is very analytical color. And it's calming it down, like just soothe the understanding part and just be in a beautiful presence with whatever happens. For example, this is a big one, and this will actually cross over for a lot of people. So I'm glad you brought it up. This will cross over for a lot of people because when you're trying to get from point A to point B, and we're like, I don't know how to get there because we're so focused on point B, but we're in point A. Okay. We're here. It is being completely in joy and completion of this is perfect. This is where you are right now. When that feels perfect and you are happy in that spot, then what happens with universal energy like that, it will be, okay, we've learned what we need to in A, and that's how it moves to the next one, because we stay where we are until we learn everything we need to learn. Or okay. We become at peace and content, and our joy is there. Is that making sense?
Well, I feel like I'm going through chapters in a book, and I didn't pass the test on chapter two, and you're not going any further.
And, you know, it's very tempting to skip ahead and read the back first, or, you know, it is.
That is me.
It's human nature. We all do it. And it's like, oh, I want to, trip and see. Exactly. But for you, it's, you know, instead of the focus, it's taking the focus off, I want it to be deeper. I want it to be like over there where the grass is greener kind of thing. It's bringing it right back to where you are and knowing that exactly the depth that you're in is perfect for you in this present moment. And as you become content with that, it's going to start to pull the wall down, and you're going to all of a sudden realize, oh my gosh, as soon as I stopped trying to go over there, I was over there.
Oh, that's, gotcha.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's more like you're trying too hard.
And that usually comes from mental energy, just trying to analyze, you know, how to, you know, make this happen or try to force it to happen. And you, it's an interesting one with meditation. Meditation can be something people try. They're trying to do it, and it's more of a being. It's more of a complete freedom. And it's a lot of times with things like this in the spiritual realm, it's the opposite of what we would do here on earth. You know, it's an allowing. So it's not that easy to explain in words, is it? But, and I'm trying, but you're actually doing great. I hear that you're doing fantastic. Shemuel wants to guide you through that. And he says to bring your focus to this, softer pastel yellow. It's almost like a creamy kind of yellow, like you know, with white in it. It's not like the big neon yellow. And it was, he wanted to wash over that to bring some peace to the thinking. And he's suggesting that you work with that color as a focus when you feel like you're trying too hard, and just allow him to come in and kind of show you it's going to be fine, just a little bit gentler and soothing you. Because when you soothe that energy of the thought, that's going to help you let go. And then the wall will start coming down that feels like it's blocking you. And then you're going to, one day you're going to just be all the way over there, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, I'm over here, so to speak. I know.
So actually, I'm so excited.
And
I feel like
days
it's a vacation
where
I'm waiting for.
You're actually protected where you don't need to go that deep. You know, it's might be a reason for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did that answer your question? It's a hard question to answer, actually, but I think I got it.
Actually, I plan on taking your eighth chakra class. Do you think that will help me too?
Oh gosh. Oh my goodness. Yes, it will. You need to get, are you on the, are you getting the newsletter? Because if you're on my email list, we have a special where you'll get the discounted rate.
Yeah, I applied for it. They said I was already on it, and I never got the email stuff coming, so
Check
into that.
You might want to try again, because we had, try again. But definitely get in touch with me. We'll make sure you're on there today after the show, and I'll make sure you have everything, because I've got all of that in the emails.
Gotcha.
You know, that will help you a lot, because what that's doing is it's really going to fine-tune the areas that need to have the frequency lifted in your life. The people that have been going through it in the first couple of weeks, they're like, whoa. And you've probably heard some of them.
Right.
I think some of them have called in. Yeah. And that was beautiful for them to be generous and share that. So I was like really appreciative that they did that. And they're excited, and they're finding that they have energy for things they never knew they had. And you know, what's crazy is I've done all this work, and then I created a workshop and did it a couple of years ago. And then I said, this needs fine tuning. I pulled back and didn't offer it again until I completely restructured it in a better way. And then doing it again, it opened it up even more for me. So every time I go through there, it does it. This is one of those things like watching that movie with the wormhole thing. the ending changes every time.
Right.
Down the rabbit hole. I'm trying to remember the name. But anyway, Dora, definitely get in touch with me. We'll make sure you have everything you need, because I really think you're going to soar in that. Yeah, I think you're ready. I have to go to break now. So
go ahead. I'm a biggest fan, and you're going to be my little helper in all this.
Oh, absolutely.
I plan on taking your classes.
we are gonna get you in shape. And thank you for calling in. That was really a good question for the topic today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster. We need to take a short break. When we come back, more angel guidance for the transformation movement. We'll be right back.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip for the day. What is abundance? It isn't the same to all of us. So what's your personal gold? Is it the full expression of yourself in business, or in love, or in the creation of a book or product, or the service you offer? All of the above? When we step into allowing our joy that corresponds with our essence, we are literally coming out of the closet and making new choices. We look and sound different. We don't even talk about the same things anymore. We have a new spark. So wouldn't it make sense that it causes ripples and earthquakes around us? When you shift, you affect everyone around you. You're teaching people to step into all that they are, and they will come to you and say, "What have you done? What makes you different?" Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and let's go deep with your abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Pretending things can still be right. There's really nothing more.
We are back. That was a nice one, Brian. Thank you. We are talking about angel guidance for the transformation movement. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We are taking calls for some intuitive readings and some guidance with your questions. But boy, this is a movement that we're going to be going through for a little bit. And I don't want anybody to feel like there isn't any help out there. There is a lot of help. And angels particularly are really coming through strong. Now, that's just what my job is. My job is here to help you and find the answers you're looking for, to really find the answers you're looking for. everybody's going to have something different. We're not going to all have the same thing that works for us. So one of the biggest things that we've noticed that is pretty much across the board for everybody, no matter where you are, is acceptance of one another, acceptance of different ways of going about it. What in your life, if you looked around right now, what in your life is just feeling unsettled or feeling like it's just, you're just not, you're either finding a distress or you're very content and joyful with it. You're looking to fine tune that because it is really time to clear out that. When Dora called in, and we want to say thank you to Dora for calling in because she had some good questions about meditation. And that's one of the ones that can really frustrate people because they're trying to go too fast. They're trying to make it go a certain way. And sometimes you just have to let that energy spin out of that mind, you know? And for anybody else, I wanted to address what she was talking about quickly. She's talking about an 8-chakra class. That's an intuition development course that is 21 lessons. It's all on demand. It's at my website. But the people that are on the newsletter, I send out special incentives and promotional, you know, discounts for people that are on my weekly newsletter. And that has all the show listings in it. So if you were on that and for some reason you're not receiving that, when we changed and upgraded, it may have fallen through the cracks. We changed a while back, but just go resubmit if you want to be on that to make sure that you're getting everything. If that's something you're interested in, and it's all at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. That course is ongoing. You can sign up and start at any time, and you can take as long as you want to. And I'm there with you right along the way to coach you as the questions come up. And boy, do they come up with this course. But that's exactly what it should be doing. It should be just pulling it all up so you're going, whoa, okay, now we're getting into something. And that's what it's designed for. And there's a lot more courses coming that will complement each other on that. But that's the big one that's out there right now. Now, we are going through energetic transition, okay? Energetic transition. Our energy is shifting. Where in your life, and just to give you some sort of guidance here, where in your life do you feel unsettled? That would be the first thing to look at. Like, where do you feel unsettled? What's just not feeling right? I love to make, you know, lists, whether you make a couple of columns on paper or on a typewriter or a typewriter. Now, I just dated myself. Holy goodness, I just dated myself. A typewriter. I've got people going, what's a typewriter? No, a computer, your iPad, whatever you use. You can type this if you want. But I like to use a pen and paper the old way. I like to feel it coming through. I feel energy. So I like to feel that coming from my hand a little bit more. And the way it's going on to the paper, it really will tell you a lot of what's going on for you. You also, you want to organize this a little bit. And this will help you if you feel like you've got too many places that are all over the place, scattered everywhere. This can really help you. But make that list about what in your life, looking around right now, is just not feeling right. Or what have you been wanting to change and you haven't done it yet? Get it out there to the universe and be clear with that. Put it on the paper. Now, let's see. We have another caller. We have Jennifer from South Carolina. Hi, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Jen.
Hello, and welcome to the show. What kind of question do you have?
Thank you. I was wondering if you could help me to understand how my angels are communicating with me and how would they like for me to work with them. I know that there's a communication between me and the angels, but you know, I don't know if it's just the numbers or if it's certain signs.
Well, you know, I'm asking while I'm saying this, but immediately what came in is they're using more than one method with you, and they're saying the word multitask to me. Are you a multitasker?
Do you multitask
or do you have trouble with multitasking? There's something with multitasking.
I can only do one thing at a time. So, yeah, I would have trouble.
Okay, then that's what it is. It had to do with multitasking. That's why they're giving me an answer to this, what it is. It's not that you have to multitask to receive an answer, okay? But what they're doing is they're honing your skills to pick up on the messages and the answers quicker. So they're using different techniques to get through. Sometimes if one isn't working at all, like you're just not catching that one, they'll try another way.
Okay.
But if you stay with just the one way only, then you might be missing everything. So now they're showing me their arms way open wide. And when they do that, it's to cast your net wider to kind of look more panoramic. Not just in one little area, because they are right there with you. But they said, sometimes she's tripping on us, but it's okay. We still love her. They're being really sweet. They're just going, it's okay. We're right there. And it's not to be discouraged, but they're showing me that they're going to do it in several different ways. You may see a common, and there, that's what I keep seeing. I see several different things. I see coins, I see feathers, but they're showing me that they're going to be consistent with something that you'll just find as you walk. And you know how you'll be walking and you'll just find a quarter or something, or a dime or whatever, or something. Yeah. It'll be the same object each time. That's one of the things they're doing.
Okay.
If you're not looking for them, you would have walked right over and not noticed them, right? Or you may have said, oh, there's another penny in the laundry, and just taken it out because somebody left it in the pockets. No big deal. No big deal with that. They're just saying, don't be hard don't be hard on yourself. This is a way for you to fine tune your awareness of them.
Well, my brother, who has passed over, he sends me heart rocks, leaves, heart pieces of paper, heart everything. So could that be the angels instead of my brother?
No, that would be your brother. That would be your brother.
That would
but
still
angels
be my brother.
Use items too. No, that would be, if that's definitely significant with him, I wouldn't second guess that. Absolutely no. Angels will have their own unique way of doing that. And sometimes angels will bring a message from our loved one on behalf of them, but that would still be from your brother. So, you know, if an angel left the rock there, that would still be that message connected with him. Does that make sense? And that's a hard.
It does.
That's interesting
it does.
That it's a rock because it's hard, you know, like tough, tough love, or, you know, just, you know, for, you know, solid, you know, that's a solid love. So that's beautiful that you receive that. The angels are going to do it in a gentle way. And if I would say work with your guardian angel first. The guardian angel is always with you, right there in your energy field. Okay, always. And, you know, ask for, okay, show me something. But I'm seeing that it'll be items, like it'll be a physical item that you'll just keep finding that same thing. If you know the heart rock is your brother, don't put that in this category. They'll have their own unique one. Okay. The other one will be synchronicities. Like you may have a question, and this isn't that smart technology that advertising uses. I'm not talking about that. Because some people say, oh, I was just thinking about, they type up something they were searching and they are surprised that Google seems to be suggesting exactly what they were looking for. That's technology. I'm talking about, you're thinking, boy, I need some answers on, you know, something in your life, whatever. And you think it, you don't type it into a computer. There's no way Google's going to know that. And then there's a synchronicity of a book or a magazine article or something else, even if it is on the computer, that pops up. That's a synchronicity. And you need to know that that's real deal, that they're showing you answers right there.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're going to see that a lot because they'll use technology to help out because we have technology. So they are definitely there. But your guardian angel, you know, working with your guardian angel and Michael works with your guardian angels. That's going to be a strong energy that'll come through for you. And it'll be easier for you to start to recognize it. And they may come in your dreams as well. If you're having trouble in the conscious mind, they will come to you in your subconscious mind first. So you might have some interesting dreams.
Can you...
Oops, I have to go to break. I'm sorry. What was that?
Okay. I was going to say, does my guardian angel have a name?
Well, they have names, but they really don't want us being caught up on names. But I have to go. I'm sorry. I have to go to break.
No,
I'm getting cute.
Fine.
I have to go to break. We have to take a break. So
okay.
I can't
that
answer another question. But yes, yeah, they do have names, and you can simply ask for that. And whatever you want to call them gently, you know, nice names, of course. But, you know, they just want you to talk. They just want you to call on them. You know, don't worry about what you're calling them. Just build a relationship with them like a good friend. But on that note, Jennifer, sorry. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDoctorLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, and ooh, this hour has gone fast. We're talking about angel guidance for the transformation movement. And in our last segment, I wanted to just elaborate on a couple of things that came up in the show. The last caller, thank you for your questions, Jennifer in South Carolina. Those are good questions because a lot of people are second guessing or, you know, they're not sure if they're hearing it or, you know, they want more clarity. We are working on that in that course that was brought up earlier that I've got, you know, that is an intuitive development course. But when you're working to work with angels, the thing is, sometimes we're just trying so hard. That's one of the things, this energy, and I really want to point that out, and I think I've brought it up before in other shows, but this energy that's a higher frequency that's really pushing and driving us to change, in our first reaction to it can feel like a sense of urgency. We feel like we have to move faster, try harder. And I'm sure a lot of you listening to that right now are relating to what I'm saying. You just feel like I can't get it done fast enough. And gosh, the clock is flying around. I mean, time and space, you're going to lose. It's going to feel like that. Okay. Because the frequency is higher. But here's the thing with that. That frequency being higher, and I'm going to repeat that because this is so important. Okay. And you may be, this might be the first time you've heard it, might be the eighth time you've heard this, but it's important to remember. Do the opposite. It means to balance and slow down. If you feel like you're being pressed to go faster and get overzealous, or you feel like you're getting overwhelmed because it's just too fast and anxiety's kicking in, that is not a connection on a higher frequency. That is going to take you the opposite direction you're trying to go. To balance out and feel this energy work in your life peacefully, which is where it wants to take you, and more positively, in a healthy way, is to actually look for what does not need to be here anymore. There's too many things I'm trying to do at the same time. There's just too much. I've got too many things I've got going on. Maybe I need to just thin this pile out here and keep what matters, keep what is important, what is helping me thrive and get what excites me to wake up every day and do, and things like that. It means a simplifying life or a balancing of your activities. And it's actually a slowing down versus a speeding up. The frequency is higher, but it doesn't mean go faster, faster, faster like we do in a physical world. So I do want to repeat that one because it's so very important. Now, they will find ways, and you don't have to worry about that. And I wanted to wrap that up too. Angels, your guides, your guardian angel, the universe, your higher self, they will find a way to get through to you. Our biggest thing is slowing down, not rushing through life with all our busyness to where we're missing it. That's really one of the biggest things that happens, is we're just so distracted by all the stuff going on around us that we're missing. We're not aware. We're missing the awareness of that. There, you know, we're just not catching it. When you can balance that out and slow down, which is the whole point here, you're going to be more aware of those beautiful little nuances in life that are the communication and the connection. When we don't take 5 minutes to slow down, you will miss it. So think of that and see where you could work with that a little bit. That's where meditation is a beautiful thing. For those that have those very busy lives, you're going to feel like meditation, oh, to just sit and be quiet for 5 minutes drives you crazy. Do an active meditation while you're walking or something like that. I love active meditation. I do that, and I do the one where I sit quiet. But if you're having trouble with that one where you just sit, try something with active meditation, you know, where you're putting those thoughts into that, because that gives the conscious mind something to do physically and helps the subconscious mind do it. It's kind of like, here, you go do this while I'm going to do this. It's entertaining to me the way we kind of get in our own way. So you're looking to try to move yourself out of your own way. And that most of the time is the block. Now, for those that are interested, I'm just going to reiterate before we go off the air, sign up for my newsletter. There's a free energy balancing gift when you sign up for the newsletter. It's weekly that it comes out, and it has all the workshops I'm going to be offering. It has the special discounts. It has all the latest things that I'm going to be doing with events. It also has the listings for the show each week. And so, you know, that way you'll know what's going on. You'd go right over the website and you can sign right up for that. It's right under the subscribe button. If you're interested in the workshop, that's all on the website as well. But get on the newsletter so you can get the special rate. That's my little thing, because I want to say thank you for listening to the show. I had those links out last week right on the network, on the Transformation Network. I'm not sure if it's there now, but it was out there for the last couple of shows. It should be under that. So you can grab the link there as well. But, you know, come over and join us. I have free guided meditations and all kinds of things. And on that note, there is one in the free guided meditations for connecting with your guardian angel. So Jennifer, if you're still listening, you might want to go over and grab that. That's a free download on the meditation button. For everyone that is been with me for the last 5 years, yeah, when I started the show, I want to say thank you, because I am always amazed that people have been listening that long. I don't know why, but you know, it's really humbling to me, and I put a lot of love and passion into really truly bringing you the real deal. I'm human just like everybody else. So, you know, if something that I'm talking about is not resonating with you, that doesn't mean that it's not resonating for someone else, because everyone has different things we're looking for in life. And my job is just to deliver the things I'm supposed to deliver. And if you're out there and you're a healer and you're trying to do your part and you really have this passion to help, remember that. Remember that we are all doing everything we can do, and we have to allow people to come and go in our life. We have to allow the ones that will resonate with it, because there's just different frequencies that are going to match up on that. That doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. That doesn't mean it's a rejection. It means that we're allowing the energy of life to flow in and out like it should. Just like the tide goes in and out. That's a beautiful way to describe that. And that wraps the show up for today. I want to say thank you for listening. We are going to be back next week at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. I love every one of you. I wish you much love, peace, and happiness as you walk your journey. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.